In Northwest news from KPLU, Ken Griffey Jr. will be the first player to wear a Mariners cap when he's inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York on Sunday. Sports commentator Art Thiel talked with KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick about Griffey's impact on and off the field in Seattle.
There's no argument over Ken Griffey Jr.'s talent at the plate and in the field. Longtime Mariner fans understand this, but for others, Art, why was he such a big deal, especially for Seattle?
I think for a lot of people who are new to the area or, you know, were very young when Griffey was at his prime, they may not get it. So let me start by explaining the baseball landscape here. The joke in the 70s and 80s with the Mariners was that a guy can leave two tickets on the dashboard of his unlocked car. When he gets back, there'll be four tickets. So that's how it was from 1977, their origins, till Griffey got here in 89. Just unsurpassed losing and buffoonery. And of course, it was in an indoor park in the Kingdom. And going indoors in the Seattle summer just is not a good idea. So it had to be compelling baseball to get people here. And once Junior arrived as the first round pick, things changed very dramatically because he was an electric personality and this market was desperate for that sort of character, that sort of dramatic play in the field. Junior was this huge phenomenon that bonded with a generation of people who'd been used to skepticism and despair when it came to the Mariners. It was both personality and performance like we've never seen.
Well, his career in the majors lasted 22 years, the first 10 and the last two in Seattle. His achievements speak for themselves regarding home runs and fantastic catches and just overall play. What about him as a person made such a deep impact on fans?
Because he was gregarious, had the great smile and a great popular engagement, he wore his hat backward. He always made his new teammates feel welcome, which is a very unusual thing in the superstar environment of professional sports. That was a part of the charm. That was a part of the endearment that developed around Griffey. Because we had not seen that, and because baseball is daily, he stitched himself into the Seattle summer. He made people come from outdoors to indoors to see something special.
Maybe that explains why the hurt ran so deep when Griffey requested a trade in 2000.
It was a very painful, poignant moment in Seattle sports history because he'd been here for 10 years, but things had changed with him. He came here as a teenager and single. He married. He had two kids. He was building a home in Orlando, Florida. And Florida was a special place for Griffey because his dad was a star baseball player for the Cincinnati Reds, and they trained every spring in Florida. So he really wanted to be in Florida, and he wanted to join a team that trained in spring in Florida. And then the final thing, I think, for Junior was that he didn't like Safeco Field because it was going to hurt his career hitting numbers. The Kingdom was a hitter's park. Safeco is a pitcher's park. Griffey said, this isn't going to work. The irony, of course, is that the park was literally the house that Griffey built because this team would not be here without his magnetic personality, but he only played there half a season. That was another part of the heartbreak, but I understood why he left. And in fact, it wasn't about money because he left money on the table in Seattle to play for less for the Cincinnati Reds. Nevertheless, the president of the club at the time, Chuck Armstrong, said, we just traded Babe Ruth. And it was true, and it was sad. But now, Sunday, Seattle gets to celebrate one of their own.
Way back, he has done it again. Goodbye, home run. Ken Griffey Jr. said to his teammates, get on my back and I will carry you.
He powers one to right center field. Ken Griffey on the run at the wall. He leaps and makes a spectacular catch. Crashing into the wall at the 380 mark to take extra bases away from Ruben Sierra and end the Ranger fifth inning. Ken Griffey Jr. going full out right at the 380 mark.
My city, childhood, my life, watching Griffey right under those lights.
And the 0-1 pitch on the way to Edgar Martinez. Swung on the line, down the left field line for a base hit. Here comes Joy. Here is Junior to third base. They're going to wave him in.
The throw to the plate will be late. The Mariners are going to play for the American League Championship. I don't believe it. It just continues. My, oh, my. Edgar Martinez with a double. Ripped down the left field line, and they are going crazy at the Kingdom.